Great, thank you. And Tammy Jo, your mentor?
You know, there was really never another female on base when I was going through. And so a lot of my mentors were male. Like Jill was saying, there were some great men mentors along the way. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I got to my fleet squadron four years later that I met Captain Rosemary Mariner, who was, she was the first woman skipper of an aviation squadron in the U.S., and she had been in the first class of women in the Navy in aviation. And the Navy had done it, I think, a little differently in that the Admiralty had gone out and sought women that they knew would succeed well. Rosemary was, I think, she graduated from Purdue at 19 with her aeronautical degree and her commercial license. Wow. You know, she was just a big brain and a very great person. So it was just incredible to be put into her squadron. And there were some other females in the squadron, which was shocking. So it was nice. But I would say I had some great mentorship before I ever met Rosemary. But she definitely stands out as an amazing mentor and good friend.
The girls in the squadron.
You know, did you invite them over?
Yeah, right. I know. It's kind of funny because, and my husband can attest to the fact that sometimes the image that people think of when they think of fighter pilots is not necessarily girls that go get their nails done together or have dinner parties. But we did. And I would say there was no problem in mixing those two things.
Great. So you felt that she took you and the other ladies under her wing, or at least guided you and made, as a leader there, you know, she was someone that everyone looked up to, so you could kind of follow in her footsteps.
That, and also I was in at the time when they were looking at opening up combat to women. And so the exclusion law was being reviewed by Congress. And that actually, you know, any change will always cause ripples. So mm-hmm. at that change, everything was going pretty smooth. And then when that job after being skipper of our squadron was writing speeches for the chiefs of staff. And then she went on to be the CEO of the War College. As she went on to these amazing jobs, we faced a lot of pushback. And then also F-18s had never been invaded by girls before. So that was also a little bit of it's my sandbox. And she was a great resource to call whenever we ran into some walls, some very physical walls as well as professional walls. Mm-hmm. And so having somebody that knew how to deal with it, not in a reactionary way, but to deal with it with wisdom, mm-hmm. and practically how you go ahead.
Very good. So finding that mentor and getting through your career, did you find that while you were, you know, struggling through day to day and trying to achieve what you were looking at the time, you know, was there something that was out of reach for you? You know, I know that the law was changing, and Heather was obviously at the right place at the right time, and she got right in. But was there something in your career that you tried to reach for, and it wasn't available to you? So, anyone? Stacy. So you never had to make a deviation, well, I can't do this, and let me try that, or position, or?
I had one experience. I was flying C-17s, and I was an instructor pilot at the time, and there was an opportunity to go to Kuwait and teach the Kuwaitis how to fly C-17s. And I really considered it, but then I thought about being a female instructor in that environment and decided against it. So that was just my personal choice. It wasn't because anybody would have told me no. I don't think, you know, but it was an interesting time to think about and just, yeah, being a female in that situation was
right.
Tough.
Okay. So you made the decision not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you tried and they said no.
Yeah.
Okay. In a similar situation, again, not something that was closed to me because I was a girl, but just the ability to be able to stay in the fighter squadron and continue to progress in my career there, I had to make the difficult choice to leave because I had been a de facto single mother for a number of years, and I was a part-timer too because I was in the International Guard, so I had a full-time job, and then I was a part-time fighter pilot, and as you know, there are no such thing as part-time fighter pilots going in 2-3 times a week to mission plan to fly to debrief. And then with the deployments, and then being a single mother on top of that, there was just simply no way that I could continue on with my dream and passion for fighters and for a mission and for my squadron. And so I had to make the difficult decision to leave. And so that if that's kind of in line with what you're asking, because then I had to think about, well, what do I do with my life? Who am I now? What do I do with my life now? Because as you know, we're all here at AAA. You don't fly airplanes, you are a pilot. You don't fly fighters, you are a fighter pilot. So it was nearly an existential identity crisis for me, and having to think about what do I become next and what does this mean for who I am. I was very fortunate that the commander on the other side of the base in our sister squadron flying DV airlift called me up and asked me to come fly for him. And so we talked about the limitations due to my situation, and I was able to go over there and fly Gulfstreams. But it was definitely something where I had to think about, okay, well, what is my other plan? What is plan B? And what does this look like? And what does this mean?
Right.
Not a day goes by that I don't miss my bros, that I don't miss the mission, that I don't miss the jet. At the same time, I'm incredibly grateful for the opportunity to have met an entirely new set of brothers and sisters, be exposed to a different kind of aviation, which I thoroughly enjoyed, and a different mission set for the Air Force. So I can't necessarily begrudge that, although I will never be not sad about having to leave the F-16.
Well, on that note, I know that I think Tammy was talking about pregnancy, or I forget who touched that subject, but as a female, we have a balancing act to do. We have our careers and we have families, whether they be immediate family, extended family. So how do you balance your personal life with your professional life and the type of choices that you have to make, like you just mentioned, that you had to make that decision? So Callie, have you had to encounter any type of balancing professional and personal?
For me, just since in aviation you have to stay current and qualified all the time, so just like being in school and doing that, I haven't had anything too serious. I'm single and just go to school, so it's pretty easy for me to go back and forth. But just like when I am in school, I'm going 5 days a week, and we don't always have just like a local that I could go to during the weekend or something, so it's hard to balance that, but that's pretty much the only struggle I have. And my squadron does a really good job of working with me through all that. So,
okay. Mm-hmm. So very supportive of trying to balance that. Right. And Autumn?
I don't think I've ever really dealt with a struggle with it. I'm lucky enough to have my other half as a boom operator as well. So we kind of work together because we know that we have our things to do. He goes one weekend, I go another weekend, and we mesh in between. So it's nice that to kind of have that support on the back end. But that's really probably the only struggle that I've had to deal with is just working out schedules. But everything else has kind of fallen into place.
So there's just you and your husband in the immediate family right now. Okay. And Jill?
Yes, this career has been challenging for sure. I have a great husband, super supportive, and I think that's what really has made the balance work. I also have a 7-year-old daughter now, and so we shared calendars. Every week we map out who's gonna do what, and he has a challenging career as well as a police officer. So we are just constantly making the puzzle fit, and it works because we work well together.
Yeah. Okay. And you said you have a 7-year-old daughter?
Yes.
So what are her thoughts about mom going off and dad a policeman, and how does that work?
She's here. I could let her answer, but I think I will answer for her. I think she's wonderful. She's super supportive during deployments and things like that. The technology that we have, FaceTime, really, really helps.
Yes.
And keeps us close. And yeah, I think she's...
That's been a great help. Yes. I mean, especially in nowadays, you know, with deployment and everything, to have that FaceTime, it's not before. You know, when I was flying, here's my 800 number, you know, and I'll call home. Any phone, remember the phone booths? You know, we didn't have cell phones. And so I try and call home as much as possible. So the FaceTime, I think, is wonderful. But I'm sure that there are decisions that you've had to make, whether or not, you know, you'll be able to be deployed, or how you're going to handle that situation. I know there's a lot of paperwork that needs to be filled out of who's going to take over, and it's very challenging for that, you know.